Okay, so today is Daf Lamed Hey. We, like probably every other Daf Yom, we were on the Mishnah on Lamed Amud Beis because yesterday's Daf was brutal. So get ready for get ready for today's Daf, which is not that much better. Okay, so Mishnah states Yesh Chayav Al Maisei Shoro Upatar Al Maisei Atzmo. There are some situations that if your shor would do something, you would be Chayav, but if you did the same thing, you would be Patar. So for you be chayev for shor hamazik, but you be potter from adam hamazik. And there are some things, some ways it's the opposite. Potter or maisei shor. There's instances where you, if you're sure did a maisei hezek, you'd be potter. But chayev or maisei atzmo. But if you did that same maisei, you would be chayev. Bar says, Ketzad, what are those cases? Shoro shebiyesh potter. If you're sure embarrasses somebody due to his to the hit that he gives, it's potter. There's no din busha. There's no din boshes by a shor. Rashi says, "Kedekaimalon ish ba miso v'lo shor ba miso." Boshes only applies to a person, right? For who should be ish chayev? But if he embarrasses blue his maka, you'd chayev. Shoro shesima is ein avdo. If my shor knocks out the eye of my eved. Right, so it's my mamon hits my mamon. V'hipil ashino or not hit his tooth. Pater, I do not have to release my eved because I didn't do the damage. It's basically my right hand was hitting my left hand. My mamon hit my mamon. No chiyev. However, v'hu shesimus ein avdo v'hipil ashino chayev. But if he knocks out the eye or knocks out the tooth of his eved, then he's obligated to free his eved. Pasuk says kiyaki ishas ein avdo is ein amaso v'shichasol lechashi shalchenu tachas heino. He goes free. Next case. Shoro, that was the opposite. Shoro shechavo ba'avav imo chayev. If my shor wounds my mother or father, so then I'm chayev to pay for their damage. However, v'hu shechavo ba'avav imo potter. But if I damage, right, do chavalah to my parents, I am potter from paying. I didn't do something right. I'm potter from paying. Why am I potter from paying? Because I have a chayev misa. So kim leva derabi minei. So I have a ptur tashlumim, right? I have no obligation to make the tashlumim. And similarly, shor shehikdish es hagadish b'shabbos. My shor lights the haystack on Shabbos. I'm chayiv to pay for the damage. Rashi says that it's chatzin nezek demeshunahu. That's Karen. That's not the derek for shor to light the haystack. So I would pay chatzin nezek. However, v'hu shehidlik as hagadish b'shabbos. If I light the stack on Shabbos, Potter, I do not have a chi of tashlumim, because I already have to give my life. I'm already chayiv misa, so I have the concept of kimle derab minei, and therefore I'm potter from payment. Fine, that is the Mishnah. Tani, Rabbi Yavo, kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yavo says the following in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? Kol hamekalkalim, this will be a little hilchos Shabbos, any malacha that is asur on Shabbos, that you do in a way that there's no purpose, meaning it's a destructive matter. Derech kilkul, peturim, you are potter from chiyuv Shabbos. You're potter to pay. You're potter from misa. It's aser, but it's potter. Chutz mechovel umavir, except for chavala, which is wounding, and mavir, which is kindling. That if you wound or you kindle on Shabbos, even for no purpose, even for constructive purpose, you would still be chayiv. Rashi says, how do we learn it out from? Rashi says, chutz mechov l'mavir, kidem afarish time of Masechah Shabbos, perek ha'oreg, number one, mid the itzrich krog l'mishrei mila. You need a specific pasuk to permit doing mila, to permit doing a chavala, to doing a wounding, right? Michlal d'shar chov l'chayev. So you need a specific pasuk, time of mila's mutter, it implies that all other chavala is chayev, and even if it's destructive, umid asar rachman asreif as baskolim b'shabbos, d'makakalhu. Right, the Torah specifically tells you that you cannot burn the Bas Kohen on Shabbos because that's kilkul. Michlal de mekalkel b'varuchayev. You see that mekalkel is chayev, even though it's not. I don't know. Both of these cases, I think you could also interpret and say that there is a purpose. It's not kilkul. The milah, you're being, you're pure, you know, you're perfecting the person, and the sreifa, you're sort of carrying out, you know, based in. Okay. That's for the Gemara of Shabbos. So Rabbi Vavo says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that kol hamakalkalim peturim chutz mechov l'mavil. So Amrlei, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Vavo said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and it comes Rabbi Yochanan says, what are you talking about? Puk tana livra, take this Mishnah Rebbe alert, throw it out of the base medrash. Some typical thing that Rabbi Yochanan says that often. Puk tana livra, because chovel umavir eino Mishnah. This idea that you're telling me that Chavdalah and Mavir are chayiv on Shabbos only if they're done in a constructive manner, but not in a destructive manner. Throw that out, ain't a Mishnah, because even those, even Chavdalah and Havara require a constructive act. And how are you going to learn in cases of Chavdalah? What would be the cases of Chavdalah and Havara that allow you, that would be constructive? Fascinating. Case Chovel, well, Chovel, but Tzorach LeKalvel, I kill something, I kill an animal for the blood, because I need to give the blood to my dog, seems to be indicating. Right? The Havi Mekalkarash says, Al Manas Latakin, that I need it for a constructive purpose. And the other answer is, Mavir also Tzorach LeAfro. I burn something because I need it for the ashes. I need it. So you see that the Sreifa is for a purpose. It's constructive. So that's how you would interpret it. So there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yavo and Rabbi Yochanan, as to whether or not, in order to be chayv on Shabbos for Havara and Chavala, the Havara and Chavala have to be done constructively, or even if you do it destructively, Rabbi Yavo says, you would still be chayv, they would be exceptions. So Tanan, now the Gemara is going to ask Rabbi Yochanan. Look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Shoro shehidlik es hagadish b'Shabbos. The Tushor lights the haystack on Shabbos. Chayiv, you're chayiv to pay. Who shehidlik es hagadish b'Shabbos? Pater. But if he lights the haystack on Shabbos, he is pater. Vikatani, and there seems to be some sort of equation between the shor and the person. Right? Vikatani, who dumi the shoro? The shor comes first. Whatever the shor is pater, is chayiv for, you are pater for. And you see, ma shor de lo kaboile. The shor is talking about a case where he doesn't need anything from it. He's just a shore. He's just an animal lighting the haystack. There's no purpose. It's purely destructive. And therefore, you chayiv. Avhu nami de lo kaboile. So too must be the case of him when he's a havar sakadish. It must be a case where he doesn't need the afar. And that's havar is kilkel. The katani potter if they should need them enough. So. And you're potter from tashlumim because you chayiv misa on Shabbos. Meaning, you're chayiv misa even derech kilkel. You're chayiv Shabbos even derech kilkel. It's a kasha of Rabbi Yochanan, who says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it's derech kilkel, there's no chiyuv on Shabbos, and you should be chayiv to pay in our Mishnah. So, thank you, Shmuel, thank you. So the Gemara says, no. Don't say that the case is that it's the person, the case of the person is similar to the case of the shore. Rather, it's the case of the shore is similar to the case of the person. It says, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, and this is a wild case, shoro dumya didideh. The shore is similar to him. Mahud kabiboyle, just like he, according to Rabbi Yochanan, will say, just like he, in order to be chayiv on Shabbos, has to have a purpose, a tehuel, a constructive way of doing the malacha. Shoro de kabiboyle, so too the shore is dealing with a situation where the shore does it constructively for a purpose. So Gemara says, shor hechem shkachas lo. So what is the case of the shore that the shore can do havara for a purpose? So Gemara has this wild, must be a genetically engineered shore. Amr of Avya, hachumay eskinon, we're dealing with a shor, b'shor pikeach, a very, very smart ox, she'also lo neshicha, that got bitten on the back, she'also lo neshicha begabo, v'kaboy le'mikle v'ingar b'kutma, and in order to feel better, he wants to, you know, to get ashes and roll around in the ashes so he can, you know, make his, he can make his back feel better. So he purposely lights lights the stack, gets the ashes and then rolls around in the ashes to make himself feel better. Gemara says, I have no idea. Uminoya dinan, and how do we know that that was the purpose of the shor? De labasa de kalye kamingar kvikotma. Because we see after he burns it, he rolls around in the dust.
Isn't that instinct?
I don't know. I don't know what type of shor is going to, you could see that. I mean, I don't know. All right. So umi ikakai gamlos. The Gemara says this is impossible. Who has such a situation where the shore is so smart to do that? So the Gemara says, and yeah, we have something similar. And I just think they're totally dissimilar. Tahu Torah to have Rav Papa. You had the shore of Rav Papa to have a kavin lechitna. It had a toothache. Now, I don't know how you knew it had a toothache. It had a toothache. So in Talmudic times, they knew that in order to have a toothache, the best thing for a toothache was beer. So you had this, well, best thing for everything is beer. So you had, what? Yeah, same like today. So he says, warm beer. Okay. So it went up, it took off the cover of the vat, and started drinking the beer. I just think that they're very different. I think this is animals all the time. They're thirsty and hungry. They go and they go eat and they go drink. But to tell me that it purposely set fire to I don't know, just very strange. Okay, so according to that case, so now we don't have any kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said that our Mishnah is dealing with a case where it's a constructive act. It's a constructive act. That's why you're chayav for Shabbos and patur for tashlumim. So Amar Rabbanan Kameh Rapapa, Mi Matzis Amar Shor today. What you're basically, the whole reason why you're saying this way is because you're interpreting the Mishnah and say that the Shor is similar to him, and since he has to do constructively, the Shor is doing constructively. V'Hakatani, didn't we have later on in this Mishnah that says Shor should be ish Potter, v'Hu should be ish Chayev. If the Shor is Mavayish, then it's Potter from Tashlumin of Busha, Boshes, and he has Chayev for Boshes. And if we're talking about Shuro de Dumya de Day, that the Shor is similar to him, this Kavil Levayish, Hechem ish Chayev. How do you have a case to have the Shor has kavanah for a dubusha? I don't know if the Shor if the Shor is smart enough. Talking about the Shor that's smart enough to light up the light of Gadish and roll around in the ashes. Right. Maybe the Shor is smart enough to have intent to do busha. Right. But Gemara doesn't assume that. So Gemara says no, because for busha you don't need kavanah to embarrass. You just need kavanah to do damage. And the Shor has kavanah to do damage. That's our case. That's Karen. He says kagon chin is kavin lehazik. The Amar Marin is kavin lehazik. Afa pishal is kavin lebayish. He's still chayev. So the Shor is similar to the person in the first case, because the first case is doing a constructive act on Shabbos, even though it's Havara, and the Shor is similar to the person in the second case, because you don't need Kavana for Boshes, you just need Kavana for Mazik, and that the Shor does have. Okay, so that's answer number one, to say that our Mishnah is not a question of Rav Yochanan, again, because Rav Yochanan says that all Malachos, including Havara and Chavala, require constructive acts. So now the Gemara gives another answer. This answer is very difficult. Rava Amar, at least for me, Rava Amar, no, as follows. Masnisin v'shogeg. Our Mishnah is dealing with a case of shogeg. And it's not, according to Rashi, it's not that it's actually dealing with a case of shogeg. Our Mishnah is similar to a case of shogeg. What does that mean? Kedetana de Bechizkiah. Like we learned according to Shita of Chizkiah, the Tana de Bechizkiah. Basically, outside for a moment. The idea is Kimle de Rav Mineh. Kimli Rami is, if I have a Chiyav Misa and a Chiyav Tashlumim, whatever, they happen at the same time, whatever the rules are, I don't have to make the Tashlumim. So Rav Chizkiah is going to come up and say, it doesn't mean that if you actually have the Chiyav Misa. Rav Chizkiah says, if I did a Misa, that had I done it b'mezid, I would be Chiyav Misa, then even if I did that Misa b'shogeg, I also have the Ptor Tashlumim. I also have Kimli Rabinei. That's the debate of Rav Chizkiah. So the Ketana Be'er Chizkiah, the Tana Be'er Chizkiah, they say as follows. The pasuk says, "Make behema yishalmenu, make adam yumas, make adam umake behema." So there's a hekesh between make behema and make adam. There's a hekesh between the damage done by an animal and the damage done by a person. Ma make behema lo chalakta ba bein shogeg bein mezid bein miskavin le emiskavin bein derech yurida the derech aliyah. There's a damage done by an animal. It makes no difference whether the animal was mezid, shogeg, had kavana, did not have kavana, did it derech yurida on the way down, on the way up, which has nafkamina zagabe ir miklat. Nevertheless, it's still the derech lepotro mamon elachayv mamon. There's no distinction to make him potter. Rather, he's chayv in all cases. Af make adam lo tachlok. Bein shogeg lemezid, bein miskavin l'sheim miskavin, bein derech yirid l'derech aliyah, l'chayvo mamon, elapotur mamon. There's no difference. In any case where you have chavala, where you have damage being done by a person, it doesn't matter. We saw shogeg lemezid, because other mul olam. It doesn't matter whether it's kavad or no kavana, because there's other mul olam. And it doesn't matter whether it's derech yirid l'derech aliyah, because it's other mul olam, l'chayv mamon. That only makes a difference if you kill b'shogeg. So how does that answer our question? So Rashi says, I think, Rashi says, Rava Amar, La'olam masnisim b'deloka boilo la'afro. Our case is not where you are required. You don't have to request up our case where the shore, this crazy case where the shore needs the ashes. So why are you potter from the tashlumin? Because according to Rav Yochanan, there's no chiyav Shabbos if it's no constructive act. V'haida potter tashlumim, lav mishum d'lahav v'chiyav misa. It's not because there's a chiyav misa here. Because the Hamas Nisan afilu b'shogeg nami lechachi of misa, because even if you had the shogeg, it's also not no misa. Mitumka of the potim tashlumi tana bechiska, because we know that the shita of chizkia. So therefore, it says. So basically, saying you take the rules of shogeg and you're going to pretty much apply them to constructive acts or non-constructive acts. Meaning, Rav Yochanan says there's no chi of Shabbos if I do the malacha derech. If Rav Yochanan says. In order to be right, there's no chiyav misa for Shabbos if I do the malacha derech kilkul. However, there is still a shame of malacha, and just like by shogeg amazing, there's no distinction. So too by kaivana and so too by constructive and destructive malachas on Shabbos, there would be no difference according to Beit Rav Chizkiah. Because had I done the malacha, Had I done the action that I did now in a constructive manner, it would be a chiyav misa. So too, if I do it in a destructive manner, it still applies for kimli b'derabim nei. So the problem with that is, Tosos asks right away, is what are we talking about? If you do the malacha derech kilkel, it's not a malacha.
Right.
It's not like, so Tosos has another way of learning, which I don't understand.
No, it's not.
We just had the cases now, a few moments ago, where we said that you burn something in order because you need the ashes. So that's a constructive act. So he seems to be saying over here that just like Shogeg, according to the Beir of Chizkiya, there's no difference, by Shogeg, there's no difference of Shogeg or Mezid, so too by constructive and destructive, since I would be Chayav Misa had I done it constructively, and therefore I'd be having a concept of Kim Lebed Rabine, so too if I do it in a destructive manner, I also have the concept of Kim Lebed Rabine, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Which we said is difficult, because if you do Malacha destructive, who says that's a Malacha? If I do a Maisa Chavala, if I hit you, whether I do it with Mezid or Shogeg, I'm still damaging you.
Right.
But if I do something on Shabbos that doesn't meet the qualifications of a malacha, it's not a malacha. So that's Tosos' kasha. Tosos asked that kasha. One line he says, if you look at Tosos Masnisin, it's a short Tosos. The second line there, it's like the 6th, 7th wide line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He says, V'od, delo dami de shogig, sheyish bo iser malacha. Avakan ain't iser malacha. There's no iser malacha. So Tosos gives another answer. I don't understand how it is. But it gets very difficult, I think, this Rashi. But that's how Rav Yochanan explained it. You're right, ain't a chanami. In order to be chayav for Shabbos, you have to have it do a constructive act. In order to be putter for tashlumim, even if you do it destructively, you would be putter from tashlumim, because that's enough. Because had it been done constructively, you would be chayav misa. So Gemara says, so Amar le Rabbanan Ravanan, umi matzis muktam la b'shogeg. How can you say that our case is dealing with havara b'shogeg? Or I guess it's not really b'shogeg because we're saying it's constructive or destructive. Hamip nation nidam anasha katani. Our Mishnah says yichayav misa. So yichayav misa must be a case. He did the full malacha. So it says no. Hachika Amar b'mezit kevan b'mezit nidam anasha. Since you've done it b'mezid, you'll be chayav b'nafsho. So too, if you do it b'shogeg, or if you do it destructively, then you would be patur midin kim le derabine, even though you're not chayav b'nafsho. V'hechidami, and what's the case of where you would be chayav b'nafsho, if you did this havar, that you'd be chayav malacha for Shabbos, the kabay l'afro, that you did the burning because you needed the ashes. Hashto b'shogeg poter. So too now, if you do this malacha for shogeg, or if you do this malacha in a non-constructive way, shogeg here I think means non-destructive, then you'd also be potter from the payment. Even though you're not chayav for Shabbos, you'd be potter from the payment. Because if you did do it in the proper manner, proper meaning, halachically proper manner, then you would be chayav misa. Okay. Next Mishnah. So the Mishnah is now going to talk about sveikos, right? We have doubts when it comes to the tviya, to the claims. So we have a klal, and we'll see that more on Daf Mem Vav and all over Shas, that klal gadol by Mamonos is Hamotzi Mechaveira Olav Haraya. Right, the Minna Torah, Beis Din, or anybody else, cannot pull money out from a nitba, unless the Toveya brings a raya, has a proof, a valid proof, whatever that might be, Edim, Shtar, whatever the proof is, that's necessary, right? The pasuk. Fine. However, throughout Shas, that Hamotzi Mechaveira Olav Haraya is not L'choladeus. That's the Rabbanan. We also have the Shita of Sumchus. Sumchus says, Mamon Amutu B'Safek, Cholkin. And Mamon, that you have a Safek, you are Cholik. Depends on the situation. We'll see in Amud Ves. Remind me to do the Tosos. But he has Mamon Amutu B'Safek, Cholkin. So now we're going to come through a Mishnah that seems to be very clear. The halachas of Hamotzi Mechaveira Olav Haraya. And the Gemara is going to ask this. It could be Raya against Sumchus. And you also have to remember, when it comes to claims, there are three different types of claims. It's whereas Bari V'Bari, both the Toveya and the Nitba are certain. This Bari V'Shema and the Shema V'Shema. So the question is going to be, will the Sumchus hold his din of Mamon Amutu B'Safek Cholkin in all those cases? Okay. So, Shor Shahaya Rodef Acha Shor Acher. So, my Shor is chasing after your Shor, right? And then they sort of disappear. They disappear into the thicket. We walk out there and we see that your Shor is limping and bleeding and it's wounded. So, but no one saw it. No one saw it happen. So, ze omer shorcha hizik. You say that my shor damaged you, and therefore pay me. If it's a tam chatzi nezek, mikufon, if it's some wood, nezek shalim. Vize omer, and I, the owner of the shore, say, lo ki elibaselalaka. Nah, he tripped on a rock. He tripped on a rock, or he rubbed himself on a rock. Machlokas. Because Rashi says, baselalaka, he says specifically, mischachech haya baselalaka. He rubbed himself on a stone, and that's how he got wounded. Why does he say rubbing himself? Why not tripping? So So it seems to be that the Mukhe Yosef brings down, according to Rashi, if he trips on the rock, then you would say that's the damage done by my shor, because I was chasing him. That's the Rosh Hashanah's diuk. The Mukhe Yosef says no, because if he trips, even though I'm chasing him, that's just in the grumble. And even if it's garmi, that's garmi by my mamon, it's a machlokas by the garmi, but my mamon is not. So it seems to be a machlokas we're showing between Rashi and the Mukhe Yosef as to whether or not my shor chases after your shor trips and gets wounded. Is that mice and nesek? Am I chayy for that? We didn't. Karen or a potter because it's grammar. That's why Rashi says specifically that he scratched himself and he went up and purposely scratched himself on the wall. Okay.
Well, if you could see the whole thing happening.
But we didn't see the whole thing happening. That's exactly the case. We did not see the whole thing happening. If we saw the whole thing happening, then there's no suffix.
If you could see, and
but the case is not he didn't see, so we're not even worried about whether he could see or not. The case specifically is that he didn't see. Hayu shnayim rofim achar echad. So I have two shvarim. I guess, right? I have two shvarim. No, sorry. You have a shor and I have a shor. Right? My shor and your shor. My shor and mother's shor are chasing Shia's shor. So, Hayishnayim Rofim Achar Echad. And then we come in and we don't see what happens. But we see that your shor, Shia's shor, is now wounded. So, Ze Omer, Shmati says, Shorcha Hizik. That it's my shor that did damage. And I say, Ze Omer, Shorcha Hizik. No, it's your shor that did damage. In the meantime, Shia has no idea who did the damage to his shor and he's stuck. So, therefore, Shnei Baturim. Both of us are putter because most of the varai. If you're going to prove you want to take money from me, I'll say it was him. You'll take money from him and say it's me. So he has no. He has to get a riot in order to be motse the mammon. Right. Rashi says shnayim paturim the tarvayu midchule. We both can push him off. Now im hayu shneim shali eish echad. Let's say both of the shvarim that are chasing after your shore are both mine, and then we come in. So therefore we say shne. And I guess there are witnesses now that saw. That a shore hit another shore, but they just don't know which one. Because if he didn't see anything happen, then we could both go back to the first case. But we definitely know that one of the shvarim hit, we just don't know which one. So in the first case, it's mostly because of a riot, because I can say it's mine, this one can say it's mine. If both of the shvarim that we're chasing belong to me, then I'm obviously chayav. The Mishnah says shneim chayavim, and Rashi points out, in the first Gemara, what do you mean shneim chayavim? I'm obligated to pay, but both, I don't have to pay twice. So the Gemara doesn't have to deal with that.
Which one do you pay for?
What?
Which one?
That's going to be an issue because what if one's bigger, one's smaller? If they're both tamuad, right? So we'll get to similar cases in the Gemara as well, but in the Mishnah as well. But yes, because if it's tam, you only have to pay up to the value of the guf. So let's say the value of one shor is worth 100, the value of the other shor is worth 200, and the total damage was 400. Therefore, I'm obligated to pay 200. Well, if it's only the first shor that did damage, I have to pay 100 because that's right. There's a cap.
We go a cap.
So we'll see. Okay, but that's not today's daf with the shneim chayavim. That's tomorrow.
If two pursuing oxes belong to the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he liable? He still has to prove that it was the oxes that did
so,
the damage.
Well, the Gemara was that again. So that's going to be that's not that's what Rashi says. Mefarish Gemara. It's not for the mission right now, but there's definitely a payment obligation upon me. The question is, what is that payment obligation?
Okay.
I definitely have a payment obligation because it's definitely my mom on the damage. So I have to figure out how it goes. Okay, let's go to further in the right in the Mishnah. Hay echa gadol echa katan. Similar case you mentioned Shia as well. Two of my oxen are chasing. Okay? Or pursuing, according to English. So two of my oxen are pursuing one of your ox, and echad gadol v'echad katan. One of the two pursuing oxen is worth 400. When I say gadol or katan, I don't think it means big or small. I think it means more valuable and less valuable. So echad gadol v'echad katan. Hanizak omer gadol hizik. The nizak, you're the nizak in this case, you say that the more valuable ox did damage. This way you have more corpus to get paid.
You have a bigger claim.
Right? You have the same claim, but you have a bigger opportunity. There's a bigger area to collect. You can collect up to the 400 in our example as opposed to up to the 200.
Bigger purse.
What? Bigger purse. And I say no, it was the smaller one, so you can only collect up to the value of my smaller one. Or let's say I had two shvarim, echad tam v'echad muad. One of my shvarim that's chasing you, one's a tam, one's a muad. So the nizak's clearly going to say that's the muad that did the damage because he wants to get full damage, right? And it also goes through it goes into the nechassim. It's not limited to the guf of the animal. V'amazik omer lo ki elatam izik. No, one of my shvarim did damage, but it was the tam that did the damage. In these cases, again, we say hamosi mechavela avaraya. That the nizak wants me motzi mamon from the mazik, you have to say in these cases hamotzi mechaver al varaya, bring a proof, and therefore then you can get it. And Mukhe Yosef asked a question, and he goes, why don't we just say in these cases it's modem mixus? say it's modi b'miksas. I admit that there is some damage. I definitely owe you a half. I'm modi b'miksas, and therefore I have to pay you and take a shvur. Why are you putting motzi mechaver al harai on that?
Why should he take the loss?
No. What do you mean, why should he take the loss? I'm modi.
But even the owner doesn't.
But they're both claiming bari. They're both claiming bari. I didn't see the answer. They're both claiming bari. Is that your question, Yossi? It's motzi mechaver. He says, why are you saying it's case of motzi mechaver? It's a case of modi b'miksas here. I'm modi. Let's say it's mu'ad in tam. I'm moda that there was mu'ad, that there was tam damage. So let me pay you. Let me pay you for sure at least that. So sometimes I don't know. I think he said maybe because when you have, you see also similar later on the Gemara, when you have bari ubari, when the nizak is also bari, then basically he's saying no. I don't know.
They all say they.
All right, homework. It's homework. Look in the Mukhei Yosef in the back of everyone's Gemara. None of us actually have it, but so look. So that's what I mean. The Rashba asks another question. He says, "Wait a second. He asks it opposite. This is the question I had. You had one. He says, if I admit that my Tom did the damage, well, then that's Moda Beknas, because we said that Tom payment of Tom Chatzin Nezek is Knasahu. Then I'm Moda Beknas. I should be Potter." So what? Because they're going to bring later on. If he does bring a raya, what if he doesn't bring a raya? If he doesn't bring a raya, I have to pay for what I admitted. Why? That's knas. So modim knas is pater. So the Rashba quotes the Rambam and the Raivan. The Raivan says that maybe he did, since there were edim that there was some damage done, so he can't be modim knas completely. Or he says also the answer he says is that but the knas of pal genezek is different. He said it elsewhere before that there's no concept of right. There's no concept of modim knas when it comes to keren. When it comes to because you can't get out of that. We're going to start the question of modim knas because definitely damage over there, so you have to make payment. Anyway, there's just two. I thought it was interesting. There's two opposite questions. It's just looking at the Mishnah from two completely opposite ways. Okay, next case. Hayu hanizokin shnayim. So Shia has two oxen that got damaged. Echad gadol v'echad katan. V'amazikin shnayim, and I have two oxen that did damage. One's gadol, one's katan. So what's going to be over here? You Shia are going to want the damage done to your more valuable shore. You want to be done by my more valuable shore, so you have more to get paid. You have more of a principle to get paid from. Assuming that both of mine are tam, right? Hanizak omer gadol hizik a gadol. The katan is a katan. The mazik omer loki ella katan is a gadol. Gadol is a katan. Again, we're going to say motzim chavel of araya. And similar case, echad tam v'echad muad. If the mazik has a short time and a short muad, and they hit your two shvarim, one valuable, one less valuable, you're obviously going to want my more valuable one to hit your to be my muad to say that the muad right. Because nizek omer muad hizik es hagadol. The you want the muad to hit your more valuable one because then you can get more payment, more money. So you say the nizek says muad hizik es hagadol. The tam es a katan, and I say no. I'm mazik omer loki elu tam es a gadol, umu es a katan, and therefore you get less money. And I have motzi mechaveru alav haraya. All these cases we say hamotzi mechaveru alav haraya. Okay, so now comes from Amrish, like we said before. The halacha is hamotzi mechaveru alav haraya, but we know Sumcha says otherwise. So Amar Bechia Bar Ava Zoso Meres. The halacha in our Mishnah, right? Is you have that in brackets? You have Zoso Meres. It's in brackets. We have it in brackets. Yes, you have it in parentheses. Brackets. Okay. Who says? Who's he quote? Duke Sofer. Okay, good. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Zoso Meres Chalukim Al Chaveiro Val Sumchus Amar Mamon Mutu Sofer Cholkim. It's clear from our Mishnah that they argue on Sumchus who says Mamon Mutu Sofer Cholkim. But when Sumchus says Mamon Mutu Sofer Cholkim, Tosos points out it's Davra Bichi Hai Gavna Polik Sumchus. Basically, if there's a suffix as to what happened, right? A suffix as to what happened, and there would be a suffix even without their claims, right? Like you have the case of Hamachlith, Par of the Chamor, Vahamocher, Shivchaso, Vialto. Case, put the central case, is we say, make a Kimu Chalipin, I'm selling you my Chamor, you're selling your Para, we're done, good, we go to the field, and we find Vlados next to the Para. So, were the Vlados born before? Were the Vlados born afterwards? So their circle says mono multiple suffix holkim because even without their claims, we have a suffix. But he points out later on in the Tosfos, he says, but if I just walk up to you and say, that's my shirt. And you say, no. You don't say mono multiple suffix holkim because without my claim, there would have been no suffix. Then I had to clearly have to prove to you. So that's just point Tosfos pointing out. Sumchus is not just stop me. He points out, he says, He says, I'll get the second short line. Atu im amar adam chaveru talar zo sha'ata lavush shalihu mi amar sumchas cholkin. Some would say cholkin in that case. But it's only the case where even without the claims, there would be a suffix. Okay, so amar b'chiyya barav is also meris. Chalukin alav chaveru al sumchas amar mamon amutal b'suffix cholkin. So amar le rabbi abba bar mamal b'chiyya amar sumchas afilu bari v'bari. Is sumchas saying that even in a situation where each claimant is bari, certain about his claim, bari bari, even in that case, he would say, Mamun Mutal B'Suffik Cholkin, must be, if you're making that claim, must say that our Mishnah has a case of bari v'bari. If our Mishnah has a case of bari v'bari, we say Mamun Mutal B'Suffik Cholkin, Sukkos is going to argue and say bari v'bari. Sorry, our case is, Mishnah says, Motim Yichavei Lav Haraya. You guys are all sleeping. And Sukkos would then say, Mamun Mutal B'Suffik Cholkin. The Gemara says, Amrlei in, Amr Sumchos Afilu Bari V'Bari. The Havamim of the Gemara was, that when Sumchus says his din of Mamun Amutal B'Suffik Cholkin is not in the case where both claimants are certain about their claim. Not in the case of Bari V'Bari. So the Gemara says, Umimai Demas Nisim Bari V'Bari Hu. So we'll get to it. So it would only be Shemi V'Shema or Bari V'Shema. So how do we know that our Mishnah deal the case of Bari V'Bari? In order to prove that Sumchus argues on Bari V'Bari, we had to prove our Mishnah deal the case of Bari V'Bari, and then we said that Sumchus argues on our Mishnah. So how do we know that our Mishnah deal the case of Bari V'Bari? So the Ketani, because our Mishnah says in the beginning of the Mishnah what the case was, Ze Omer Sherche Hizik, you say that my shore did the damage, Ze Emer Lo Ki Elo, you know, Sela Laka, he, you know, rubbed himself on the rock or tripped on the rock. So therefore, the Gemara seems to be saying that Lo Ki is like he's saying, you said your shore did it. He goes, not the shore, it was the rock. Lo Ki, the Gemara is assuming, is a Lashon of Vadai. Despite the fact that the Gemara Ksuvas, when we say Lo Ki, it's clear a Lashon of Shema, to talk about Tainus Pasulim. And there's no, and the husband says low key, and then that's clearly Shemon. That's in that case of.
He's not arguing that the damage is done. He's just
arguing. No, right, okay, but no one's arguing that the damage is done. The question was what type. Is it damage that I'm obligated to pay or not?
That's different.
So low key, though, he's saying for certain. Here we're saying low key is language of for certain. The Gemara Ksuv is low key is language of uncertainty. So it just makes a difference in the situation. So the Gemara says, the Gemara proves that our Mishnah is dealing with, right? The case of Bari V'Bari, and Sumchus argues, and therefore he holds that Bari V'Bari would also say Mamun Amutal B'Suffik Cholkin. The Gemara says, Maskele Rav Papa, how can you say that our Mishnah is dealing with the case of Bari V'Bari? Maskele Rav Papa, Midereisha Bari V'Bari, Seifa Nami Bari V'Bari. If the first case of the Mishnah is Bari V'Bari, Seifa here I don't think means the end, it just means that one of the latter cases also has, for consistency purposes, it must be the case of Bari V'Bari. So let's look at one of those cases in the Seifa. So Ema Seifa, Haya Echa Gadol V'Echa Katan. Right, two of my Shvarim are chasing after, right, and are chasing after your shore. One's valuable, one's less valuable. Nizek Omer Gadol Hizik, Omazik Omer Loki Ela Katan Hizik. And the Mazik says, no, it was the Katan. So the Gemara then, and also the case of Echa Tam V'Echa Muad, if one, two of the Shvarim are chasing you, one's a Tam, one's a Muad, and the Nizek Omer Muad Hizik, Omazik Omer Loki Ela Tam Hizik, we say, Motzim Chavel V'Avaraya. What's the thing over there? How low my siraya? Had you not brought a raya, right? I said that you, two of my shvarim are chasing your shvarim. One's a tam, one's a muad. You say that the muad hit. The next thing you know, the tam hit. You have to bring a raya. You don't bring a raya. I have to pay, despite our questions that we asked before. I have to pay what the chatzin nezek. So name what the habit to you. So could therefore be a case of. Now, if that's Bari V'Bari, so the name would have it to Yufta, the Rabbi Bar Nassan. That would be a kasha on Rabbi Bar Nassan. We have a suffix, the halacha Rabbi Bar Nassan, who says, Ta'ano chitim hodl b'sorim. You walk up to me and say, I owe you $100 worth of wheat. And I say, no, I owe you $100 worth of barley. Is that considered a mode of mixas? Do I have to pay the sorim? Rabbi Nassan says, I do not have to pay anything because I'm not making an admission. There was no claim. I didn't admit anything against the claim. You didn't make a claim on it. Without a claim, there's no payment. He says, Pater. So in our case also, why would I have to pay? You claim it was the Muad who hit. I said it was the Tam that hit. Our Mishnah says that you have to pay. Why? That would be a clear kasha against Rabbi Bar Nassan, because he's saying here, you make a claim A, I'm admitting something B, and I have to make a payment. According to him, if you claim A and I admit B, I don't have to make a payment. So how, if it's Bari V'Bari, then it'd be Akasha on, it would be Akasha on Rabbi Bar Nassan.
Right.
And therefore, the Gemara makes a diuk. Halo Masiraya. It's a Mosir Chavar Avaraya. I hear your question. The Gemara's diuk is, had you not brought the Raya, then I would have to pay my, what I admit. You're saying, who says that? I hear. Rabbi Nassan clearly says like you.
Well, the case is specifically that he's admitting to something. But his answer was, how do you know which animal damaged you?
as opposed to my other one damaged you, you wouldn't be able to make anything.
No, it's clear that we had two, the cases we saw the Rosh, two case, the cases that my two Shvarim went after your Shvarim. Somebody had a drone, but I couldn't see exactly, and saw that one of those Shvarim hit the Shvarim.
Okay,
so you're making the claim that it was the Mu'ad, I'm saying it was the Tam.
I'm saying prove which one it is.
I'm saying prove which one it is. You're trying to extract money.
Right, I'm saying it's a bigger one, obviously.
Right.
And you're saying prove which one it is. You're not saying it was a smaller one.
I'm claiming that's a smaller one that hit. I claim it's a smaller one that hit. But I'm admitting not in Minataina. So according to what the Gemara is saying, I hear the difficulty, Yossi, according to Gemara is saying that is the same thing as Mutano v'chitim hodol v'sorim, and therefore Potter. So if I make a claim, if you say it clearly was this one, then you're saying, basically you're saying it's not that one. So if I admit the other one, then I don't have to pay, because it's not hodol v'minataina. That's what he seems to be saying. So can't be bari v'bari. Because if it's bari v'bari, then I would have to pay you, because the diak is that I do have to pay if there's no raya that it's the muad. So the Gemara says Ella bari v'shema. It must be the case of bari v'shema, right? Because look at Rashi Putter. Yes, look at Rashi Putter. Rashi Putter says af mi demei seorim. You claim chitin and I say seorim. And I'm putter after me saorim to amrle toveya lav saorin daha amrle toveya lav saorin yahavin lach but ochli machle gave. It's as if the guy says you owe me chitin, you don't owe me saorin, and therefore it's as if he's mochel. And I say, oh no, I owe you saorin, but here I say I don't owe you saorin, as if he was mochel. So too over here, the jump is you said that it was the muad is and not the tam, and I say it was the tam. So it's as if you said I'm not chayev because you said it wasn't the tam. So the Gemara says it must be a case of bari v'shema. So the question is, the kamar bari man, kamar shemaman. Who's bari, who's shema? Again, if the nizak is bari, you still have the kasha on Rabbi Nassim. So we're say clearly it's the mazik who's bari. So in name of the amar nizak bari, the amar mazik shema, kati lemet yaitu to the Rabbi Nassim. If the nizak makes a bari claim, he says muad, it was the muad, which means not the tam. So we have the same question on Rabbi Nassim. Must be the case then that it is ella the amar nizak shema. The Nizak says maybe it was your Tom, maybe it was your Muad, and the Mazik, I say no, it was definitely my Tom. So that's why you would have to be Motz B'Chavir Al V'Raya. If you don't bring the Raya, then I would have to pay for the Tom, because you say, you have a claim of a Tom in there as well, and I'm admitting to the Tom.
Are you saying it's Bar because he saw it, or because
he's certain, whatever it is, he's certain. He saw it, I'm certain that that's the case. Now we've said now that the Nizak, you're saying Shema. Because if you say Shema, you're including both possibilities into your claim. If you say bari, it's to the exclusion of the other claim. So it must be a shema. So now we have a case of bari v'shema. So if you have a case of bari shema, umbi de seifa nizak shema umazik bari, reisha nami nizak shema umazik bari. Then if you're going to say the seifa is bari v'shema, then the reisha is also bari v'shema. So then the case would be cases of bari v'shema. And bari v'shema, now the Gemara says, v'amra sumchus ahilu v'had the itzrich l'shmuni the low. Right, seems to be here. Gemara is making these assumptions. I don't know where they're making the assumptions. Seems here. So now we have a case of where the nizak is shema, the mazik is bari, and you're going to say that even in that case, and then we're saying that our Mishnah says motzi mechavir avaraya, and it argues with sumchus. So you mean to tell me that in the case of where the nizak is shema and the mazik is bari, sumchus would then say mamon amot b'safek cholkin? If I walk up to you and say, yeah, maybe that's mine, and you say no, it's definitely not. All of a sudden, now I have to split it. It doesn't make sense for sumchus to say it. So the Gemara says, low, that's not the case. So rather, how are we going to explain the case? The case must be Seifa, the latter cases that we talked about, is where the Nizak is Shema. That's where the Nizak Shema and the Mazik is Bari. That's, so we don't have the question, we don't have the Kasha on Rabba Bar Nasan. But the Reisha is where the Nizak is Bari. Where I say it's the Nizak, the case the Reisha was, Yeshua, you said, my shore definitely did your damage, and the Mazik says Shema, and I say no, maybe it stumbled on the rock. So in that case, Sumchus would hold Mamon Amotu B'Safek is Cholkin, because you're claiming Advadai that it was my shore. I'm saying no, maybe it wasn't your shore. So now we have a Safek, then, and therefore Mamon Amotu B'Safek Cholkin. If you're making a Safek claim and I'm completely denying it, there Sumchus is not going to say, or apparently is not going to say Mamon Amotu B'Safek Cholkin.
In all these cases, I know I saw, or I'm just guessing.
You are, if you're Bari, if you're Bari, you are making a claim of certainty.
Right.
How you know it, I don't know, but you are making a claim of certainty. There's no doubt in your mind that that's the case. No, not the Hashem Hashem at all. So because the Gemara says, wait a second, so now what we have is you spent this whole time trying to find congruency in the Mishnah. We said if Reish is Bari, if Bari, the Seifa is Bari, Bari. We said it can't be, because then we have a Kash and Rabbi Yehuda and Nassan. So we said, okay, the Seifa is there, the Nizak is Bari, and the Nizak is Shema, and the Mazik is Bari. We said, well, that can't be, because then you have a problem in the ratio, it won't be Sunkos. So we said, oh no, the one case is the Nizak is Shema, one case the Mazik is the Shema. Now you don't have the, he's not consistent throughout the Mishnah. You have different cases. But how low dumb your ratio is the Sefer? We just, according to right now, we have the ratio and the Sefer being different. The ratio is the case of where the Nizak is Bari and the Mazik is Shema. The Sefer case is where the Nizak is Shema and the Mazik is Bari. So the Gemara says, that's not a problem, because from going from Bari to Bari to Bari Vashema is too much of a difference. To go from Bari Vashema to Shema Vabari is still the same case, just different people. That's what the Gemara's assumption is going to be. The Gemara says, Amri Bari Vashema, Shema Bari Chad Milsehu. Whether it's Bari Vashema or Shema Bari, it's still one similar case. One person is certain, one person is uncertain. But to go from Bari and Bari to Shemin Bari, to go to a case where both are certain, to only one is certain, that's Trein Milinu. That is two separate, different cases. And that the Gemara is not going to, cannot accept the Mishnah as having those two different types of cases that are two, T-O-O, different. If they are just Bari Vashem and Shemin Bari, that's not too different, and then the Mishnah can do it like that. Okay, let's just do one couple lines of the Gufa, and then we'll stop with the Gufa tomorrow.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, all right, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.